Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, February 12, 2025.
Corruption's impact on climate action. Corruption poses a significant danger to global efforts to tackle climate change, according to Transparency International, a leading anti-corruption organization. Their latest report reveals that many countries vital to climate diplomacy are seeing their corruption scores decline. Shockingly, over two-thirds of the 180 ranked nations scored below 50 out of 100, indicating high corruption levels. While some countries have made strides, most have either stagnated or worsened. This urgent issue intensifies the climate crisis, particularly in nations at risk. For instance, Brazil, set to host the UN COP30 climate talks, is experiencing troubling drops in its score. In contrast, wealthier nations like the United States maintain higher scores. These findings underscore the critical link between corruption and effective climate action, urging global leaders to prioritize transparency and accountability in climate finance. What happens when corruption undermines our fight against climate change? The stakes are high, and the time to act is now.
Greenland's Kvanefjeld project and uranium mining ban. On February 11, 2025, a significant development emerged regarding the Kvanefjeld rare earth project in Greenland. The mining company, Energy Transition Minerals, is optimistic that a new government will lift the uranium mining ban imposed by the Inuit Ataqatigiit Party due to environmental concerns. Kvanefjeld is one of the largest rare earth deposits outside China, potentially supplying up to 15% of the world's critical components for electronics and defense. Recently, U.S. President Donald Trump reignited interest in Greenland, sparking discussions about the project's impact on foreign investments. Daniel Mamadou, CEO of Energy Transition Minerals, noted that Trump's remarks have drawn attention back to the region's mineral resources. Before the ban, the company invested over 1 billion Danish crowns, or about 150 million U.S. dollars, into the project and is currently seeking compensation from the Greenlandic and Danish governments due to halted development. Local communities, especially in Narsaq, are worried about potential environmental damage near a UNESCO World Heritage site. While the Inuit Ataqatigiit Party remains opposed, its coalition partner, the Summit Party, has yet to clarify its position on the uranium ban. Repealing this ban could pave the way for Greenland's economic independence, allowing it to utilize its rich mineral resources while balancing environmental concerns.
Powell's congressional hearings on economic outlook. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is set to speak to Congress over 2 days of hearings on Capitol Hill, starting February 11, 2025. The economy is growing steadily at 2 to 2.5%, with a strong labor market and a jobless rate of just 4%. However, uncertainty looms due to potential changes in trade policies under the Trump administration. Powell will highlight recent economic data and stress the importance of closely monitoring the economy, indicating that the Federal Reserve won't rush into changes. Current policy rate remains steady between 4.25 and 4.5% following several cuts last year. The hearings will take place before the Senate Banking Committee and the House Financial Services Committee, both led by Republicans. Recent consumer surveys show rising doubt about inflation, which could complicate the Federal Reserve's efforts. As discussions unfold, the prospect of high taxes on imports from trading partners like Mexico and Canada is sparking debate about their potential effects. Investors see strong employment data as a sign that fewer interest rate cuts are likely, while Deutsche Bank economists expect Powell to emphasize patience in monetary policy amid ongoing uncertainty. What does this mean for your wallet?
Argentina's political unrest over Javier Milei's policies. Tensions are escalating in Argentina as President Javier Milei faces significant backlash for his controversial economic reforms and social views. Since taking office in 2023, Milei has introduced free market policies aimed at stabilizing a troubled economy plagued by high inflation and a big budget shortfall. While some economists applaud these changes, his conservative stance on issues like homosexuality has ignited widespread protests. In a recent speech, Milei controversially linked homosexuality to child abuse, prompting sharp criticism from various groups, including pediatrician Carlos Camburian, who expressed concern over the potential setback for LGBTQ+ rights in a country known for its progressive reforms. Protests erupted on February 1, 2024, with thousands of Argentines taking to the streets to voice their opposition. Public opinion is sharply divided, with only 40% supporting his views on homosexuality and 51% rejecting his plan to remove femicide from the penal code, a critical issue that has fueled social movements advocating for women's rights. As the political landscape shifts, the impact of Milei's policies on social issues and economic stability remains uncertain, leaving many to wonder how this will shape the future of individual rights in Argentina.
Sudan's humanitarian crisis. Sudan is caught in a devastating humanitarian crisis, declared the worst in the world by the African Union. Since the civil war erupted in April 2023, fierce fighting between the Sudanese military and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, has left millions at risk of famine and violence. Mohamed Ibn Chumbaz, chairperson of the African Union High-Level Panel on Sudan, shared on social media the alarming food shortages and worsening hunger affecting the population. Approximately 12 million people have been uprooted, with countless children suffering from severe malnutrition. Reports reveal shocking violations, including attacks on schools and forced recruitment of child soldiers. The United Nations has accused the RSF of blocking vital aid, complicating efforts to reach those in desperate need. Ambassador Benkel Adioi emphasized the urgent need for political dialogue among Sudanese parties to resolve the conflict and restore a government that follows the rule of law. This crisis highlights the pressing need for international attention and support to alleviate the suffering of millions.
Netanyahu's ultimatum on hostages amid Gaza tensions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a stark ultimatum. If Israeli hostages are not returned from Gaza by Saturday, the ceasefire with Hamas will be called off. This announcement followed a lengthy cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, where ministers agreed to resume military action if the hostages are not released by noon. The ceasefire, which began on January 19, 2025, was established after 15 months of conflict, allowing for the exchange of hostages for Palestinian detainees. Recently, 21 hostages, including 16 Israelis and 5 Thais, were freed, but Hamas has delayed handing over more, citing Israel's failure to comply with ceasefire terms. Hamas spokesman Abu Obeida stated they are monitoring Israel's actions and will postpone further handovers until Israel addresses past violations. In response, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz has ordered the Israel Defense Forces to prepare for any scenario in Gaza, including increasing military presence. The situation is further complicated by a controversial plan from former U.S. President Donald Trump to relocate Palestinians from Gaza, which has drawn significant international criticism. As the deadline for the hostages approaches, the threat of renewed violence looms large.
Trump's bold budget cuts. President Donald Trump has launched an ambitious plan to slash the United States federal budget by $1 trillion. Since taking office on January 20, 2025, he has focused on reshaping government spending, driven by a staggering national debt of $28.9 trillion, which matches the country's gross domestic product. This rising debt has led to soaring borrowing costs, with the government spending $881 billion on interest payments last year, more than triple what it spent in 2017. Critics are worried about the impact of these cuts on vital services. The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, which provided $42 billion in aid last year, faces significant reductions, affecting programs in over 130 countries. Additionally, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has been closed, and cuts to diversity and green energy initiatives are on the table. As the political landscape shifts, both Democrats and Republicans have proposed various budget plans. The decisions made in the coming months will have lasting effects on the U.S. economy and the well-being of its citizens. What does this mean for the future of government services?
Apple and Alibaba join forces to boost iPhone AI features. Apple is teaming up with Alibaba to revolutionize artificial intelligence features for iPhones in China. This partnership aims to strengthen Apple's position in a competitive market where it faces tough rivals like Huawei. After initially working with Baidu, Apple shifted gears due to slow progress and considered other options like Tencent and ByteDance before choosing Alibaba, which has valuable user data to enhance AI capabilities. Following the announcement, Apple's stock rose by 1.5%, while Alibaba's shares jumped by 2.6%, showing strong investor confidence. This collaboration comes at a crucial time, as iPhone sales have dipped during the busy holiday season. With new AI tools on the horizon, Apple hopes to attract more customers and boost sales. Overall, this partnership highlights the growing importance of smart technology in smartphones and the need for continuous innovation to stay ahead.
Trump's new cryptocurrency venture, World Liberty Financial, a cryptocurrency platform backed by Donald Trump, has unveiled an exciting new asset pool to support major cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum. Announced on February 12, 2025, this initiative aims to stabilize the market and invest in groundbreaking projects in digital finance. With a 60% ownership stake, Trump and his family wield significant influence over the company, which is also seeking collaborations with financial institutions to boost its presence. In addition to World Liberty Financial, the Trump family's business interests include a majority stake in Trump Media and Technology Group, which is shifting towards financial services in the crypto space. Recently, Trump launched a meme coin called Dollar Trump, generating millions, including $100 million in fees. As the cryptocurrency landscape evolves, these developments could play a crucial role in shaping Trump's political strategy ahead of the upcoming U.S. presidential election. Donald Trump Jr. has highlighted the need for a regulatory framework to support cryptocurrency growth, emphasizing its potential to redefine American economic dominance.
Sanctions against servers for ransomware support. The United States, United Kingdom, and Australia have come together to impose penalties on servers, a Russia-based service provider, for its involvement in supporting ransomware attacks linked to the notorious Lockbit Group. Announced on February 11, 2025, these actions arise from serious concerns about national safety, as highlighted by Bradley Smith, the acting Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence. Ransomware is harmful software that locks users out of their files, demanding payment for access. Cybercriminals often depend on providers like servers to launch their attacks. Smith stressed the importance of targeting these service providers to effectively combat the growing threat of cybercrime. The sanctions also named two Russian nationals as key players in this operation, aiming to disrupt their activities. This collaboration underscores the critical need for countries to work together to enhance cybersecurity and protect their interests in an increasingly dangerous digital landscape. How safe is your data in this evolving world?
UN report highlights civilian impact of drone warfare in Ukraine. A recent United Nations report reveals the devastating impact of drone warfare in Ukraine, where drones are now the leading cause of civilian deaths. In January 2025, 139 civilians were killed and 738 injured due to drone strikes, with drones responsible for about a quarter of all civilian deaths that month. Since the conflict began in February 2022, nearly 12,500 civilians have lost their lives, including 650 children. Led by Danielle Bell, the UN monitoring mission emphasizes the troubling trend of drones being used in ways that threaten innocent lives. Despite advancements in technology that can identify military targets, civilian casualties remain alarmingly high. These findings raise serious moral questions about the use of drones in warfare and the protection of noncombatants. As the situation unfolds, the international community faces urgent pressure to address these issues and ensure compliance with humanitarian laws, highlighting the need for regulations to safeguard civilian populations.
U.S. expands migrant detention at Guantanamo Bay. The U.S. government has introduced a controversial policy to hold undocumented migrants at Guantanamo Bay, a naval base in Cuba. This facility, previously used for terrorism suspects, is now being repurposed for immigration enforcement. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem announced that the Trump administration aims to detain up to 30,000 migrants, a significant rise not seen since the 1990s. Historically, Guantanamo Bay has housed thousands of Haitians and Cubans, but recent reports indicate only a handful of migrants were detained there from 2020 to 2023. This new policy raises serious legal questions, as it marks the first time individuals arrested on U.S. soil will be sent to Guantanamo. Critics warn this could lead to mistreatment and inadequate oversight. As this situation develops, the implications may extend beyond Guantanamo Bay, affecting U.S. immigration law and international relations, particularly with Cuba. What does this mean for the future of immigration in the U.S.?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.